The Trump administration has walked away from another international forum. This time, it's the United Nations Human Rights Council, whose 47 members currently include Australia. In making good a year-long threat to quit, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the council as a cesspool of political bias. On Monday, the council began its latest session with a broadside against President Donald Trump's immigration policy. But the US says a continuing bias against Israel was the trigger for leaving. Peter Lloyd reports.
It was a bitter bust-up. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dropped the hammer.
We have no doubt that there was once a noble vision for this council. But today, we need to be honest. The Human Rights Council is a poor defender of human rights.
Donald Trump's National Security Advisor, John Bolton, was against the Human Rights Council when it was first mooted back in 2006, back when he was US Ambassador to the United Nations. Current UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned a year ago that the US would pull out if the Council did not address what she saw as its bias against Israel. Israel remains the only country in the world whose rights record comes up for discussion at every single Council session under Item 7 on the agenda.
For too long, the Human Rights Council has been a protector of human rights abusers and a cesspool of political bias.
A day before the US quit the council, perhaps the final straw was this public criticism of the Trump administration's immigration policy, delivered by UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad Al Hussein.
In the United States, I'm deeply concerned by recently adopted policies which punish children for their parents' actions.
Back here, the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has been expressing disappointment in America's decision to pull out of the council. Its membership includes countries with some shady human rights records, China, Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And this week, the council did have harsh criticism of some states the US wants to put more heat on. Myanmar for mistreating Muslim Rohingyas and Saudis for atrocities in Yemen. And scholars with expertise in the international legal system say that even a flawed human rights body is arguably better than none at all. Hilary Charlesworth is a professor at Melbourne Law School.
Well, the Human Rights Council is just over 10 years old, and it was established by the UN as part of its sort of great reform effort when the UN turned 60. And the idea was to create a body to replace the much discredited, the old UN Commission on Human Rights that was seen as very political. So there's some irony, I guess, in the fact that it's now being criticised for exactly the same things as its predecessor body.
Does it have flaws in the way that the US believes it does?
I think it's true, if you look at the voting, that Israel has attracted a lot of criticism for human rights abuses. And some countries that I think of committing human rights abuses of comparable gravity seem to not attract quite the same attention. One could point, for example, to the situation in Yemen, where there are really significant human rights abuses going on, which certainly hasn't attracted the same attention as the questions involving Israel and the occupied territories and so on.
The US move extends a broader Trump administration pattern of stepping back from international agreements and forums. It's hardly a surprise, also taking into account the long anti-UN history of National Security Advisor John Bolton, who famously claimed you could lose half the UN tower in New York and nobody would notice any difference. But Professor Charlesworth says those criticisms gloss over the important work of the Council on the ground and in some hostile environments. And one of the Council's most prominent figures is an Australian lawyer, UN Rapporteur Philip Alston,
who's currently the UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty. And if you look at the work that somebody like Philip Alston has managed to do over the past few years, really drawing attention to cases of extreme poverty, particularly his work on Haiti, and calling the UN to account for the cholera epidemic in Haiti and so on, you can see that this body, flawed as it is, nevertheless does very, very significant work.
Hilary Charlesworth is a Melbourne Laureate Professor at Melbourne Law School. Peter Lloyd with our report.